Hello and welcome to our program, All About Pets, brought to you by Owl Radio and the Low Vision Resource Center. I am Tammy Frazee, and during the next half hour, I will be reading articles from dailypaws.com here on Owl Radio. The first article is about Bengal cats. Bengal cats are an intelligent and active breed prized for their boldly patterned coats. Descended from domestic cats and wild Asian leopard cats, they make affectionate and gentle pets. The first time you see a Bengal cat roaming through your house, you might think a jungle cat has broken in. That's because this spectacular breed sports a spotted or marbled coat that looks a lot like a wild leopard or ocelot. But the Bengal is anything but wild and has a loving, affectionate personality. While Bengals were developed by breeding domestic felines to an Asian leopard cat, their wild natures have long been abandoned. Bengal cats were first accepted as a breed in 1983, and since then, this handsome cat has skyrocketed in popularity. Like some other hybrid breeds, such as the Savannah cat, Bengal cats are classified by how many generations they are removed from their original wild parent. The kitten of the Asian leopard is called an F1, and every following generation gets a numerical designation such as F2, F3, F4, etc. To be considered a truly domestic cat, a Bengal must be at least an F4. Before you buy a Bengal cat or kitten, be sure to check with your state and local governments. They are banned in some locations, including Hawaii and New York City. Bengals may also have restrictions if they belong to an F1 to F3 generation. Their appearance. Bengal cats are a lithe and agile breed and generally weigh between 8 and 15 pounds. They're prized for their dense, short coats that are boldly patterned in different shades of brown, silver, and snow. Their fur is super soft to the touch, feeling a bit like bunny hair. The most common eye colors found in Bengal cats are brown, yellow, orange, and green. A Bengal cat's coat is what sets him apart from all other felines. In fact, Bengals are the only breed that can have rosette markings that directly reflect their wild Asian leopard ancestry. Spotted or marbled coats are also popular and just as gorgeous. Because their fur is so short, they only require a weekly brushing to remove loose hair and dead skin cells. Although Bengal cats weigh about the same as a typical house cat, they're generally larger in size because of their long, muscular bodies. And their lengthy legs make them excellent jumpers, so don't be surprised if you find your Bengal staring down at you from shelves and countertops. Their temperament. Despite how wild a Bengal looks on the outside, he's soft and sweet on the inside. These affectionate cats are gregarious. Although they might christen a particular family member as their favorite, Bengals do great with children, other cats, and with family dogs. The key, however, is early socialization and exposure to household members at a young age. If you try to introduce a new pet to older Bengals already set in their ways, you might have a challenge on your hands. Because Bengals are an intelligent and curious breed, they need constant stimulation to keep their big brains engaged. They love playing with toys and are also known to love water and enjoy a shallow tub. Bengals can be taught tricks and even how to walk on a leash for outdoor adventures. Bengal cats are also known to be a bit chatty with their owners. They won't meow excessively, but they're pros at telling you exactly what they need, especially if it's my food bowl is almost empty or I want to play. A Bengal also won't sit idly by after you come home from a long day at work. You can expect a royal greeting complete with a serenade. Marilyn Grieger, a San Francisco-based cat behaviorist, says Bengals are known for this loud vocalization. She has both a Bengal and a Savannah. But of course, not all Bengals are loud, she says. Her own cat's vocalizations are melodious, and she and her Bengal, Molly, often sing songs together. She makes different types of noises during their duet, Grieger says. A Bengal cat is happiest when he's near you. He doesn't care where he lives, whether it's a big house or a small apartment, as long as you and your family are nearby. But no matter the size of your space, a Bengal needs to have lots of things to do and climb. Owners should have at least one cat tree for this big kitty, along with plenty of toys to keep him entertained while you're away. And if you spend long hours away from home, having a second cat is a good idea to help him keep your pet amused and busy. Bengal cats also have a high prey drive and enjoy watching birds, squirrels, and other animals from safely inside your home. Because of his love of chattering at the window, it's a great idea to install a carpeted perch or two to give him a comfortable viewing spot. Just try not to leave breakable items on a shelf or mantle that your Bengal can reach. Remember, this breed is super agile, so it's inevitable your cat will eventually explore very high up spots he can reach. So if you're proud of your Fabergé egg collection, secure them someplace else where your cat can't knock them over. Installing cat shelves in your home could help keep him away from your breakables too. And although they're not considered couch potatoes, Bengals will curl up on your lap for a good snooze after a busy day of chasing toy mice. Mental stimulation is the key to a happy Bengal cat. Start young by introducing your kitten to other people, children, animals, the car, and even a leash and harness for outdoor jaunts. Because they're so intelligent, Bengals benefit from a wide range of experiences to help keep them engaged, so work with them early and often. It also helps to provide plenty of cat toys and rotate them out every few weeks so your cat doesn't get bored. Bengals are highly intelligent cats and need activities, Krieger says. She also recommends clicker training your cat. It keeps them mentally and physically stimulated. They have to think. Caring for a Bengal's coat is easy. All you need to do is brush them once a week to keep their coat in top condition. And because they love water so much, an occasional bath might be something they look forward to. Regular tooth and nail care is important, as it is for any cat breed. The typical Bengal cat lifespan is 9 to 15 years, and they're a relatively healthy breed. However, as with all cats, they do have a few health issues you need to keep in mind before you purchase a new pet. Most serious breeders are careful to breed animals without genetic health problems, but three of the most common maladies among Bengals are heart disease, which is called hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, which can cause the heart muscle to thicken, particularly in older animals. This can result in blood clots or congestive heart failure and a shorter lifespan. Bengals can also get an eye condition called progressive retinal atrophy, which can cause deterioration of the retina and eventual blindness. Bengals can be extremely sensitive to anesthetics and should be watched carefully during any surgeries, including neutering and spaying. An allergic reaction to anesthetics can result in cardiac arrest. Although crosses between Asian leopard cats and domestic cats occurred as early as the 1800s, the breed didn't really come into its own until the mid-20th century. Breeder and conservationist Jean Mill first crossed a domestic cat with an Asian leopard back in 1963, according to the Cat Fanciers Association. By 1996, Bengals were registered by the CFA. The accepted animals come from the F6 generation or higher. Of course, when you consider their warm, intelligent personalities and eye-popping coat colors and patterns, it's no surprise that they have quickly become one of the most popular breeds in the world, outpacing cats that have been around for generations. Fun facts. Do you remember the rock group Jethro Tull? The group's famous flautist, Ian Anderson, was an early fan of the Bengal cat and has promoted the breed for years. Other prominent Bengal owners have included Jerry Seinfeld, Kristen Stewart, Barbara Mandrell, Kourtney Kardashian, and Bruce Springsteen. Thor, a largely spectacularly marked Bengal cat from Belgium, is so popular he has his own Facebook and Instagram accounts with hundreds of thousands of adoring fans. Contrary to myth, Bengal cats are not immune to feline leukemia. They are just as susceptible as other breeds of cats and should be vaccinated against the disease if they spend time outdoors or around other cats. The Bengal's Asian leopard ancestor has the scientific name Prionolaurus bengalensis, lensis. The Bengal breed gets its name from the species name Bengalensis, not from the Bengal tiger, as some people might think. So the next article will be about the savannah. And the savannah cat is a large, athletic breed that's especially affectionate with their owners, but can be a bit standoffish with strangers. Here's where we can learn more about this highly intelligent cat. Tall and elegant, the Savannah cat was first introduced in the late 20th century. Savannahs are actually a hybrid breed, the result of breeding a Siamese cat with a wild serval. And that wildness is on full display. The breed retains the large perked ears, long legs, and spotted coat of its African cat heritage while keeping the friendly demeanor of a domestic pet. One thing to know about Savannahs, these kitties are big. Adult Savannah cats can grow up to 17 inches tall and weigh 25 pounds depending on generation. First generation crosses called F1 and F2 are generally larger than later crosses and have beautiful spotted coats in shades of brown, tan, and black. Later generations are further removed from their wild ancestor, yet retain the colors and patterns of earlier generations. They're just smaller and a bit more docile. Savannah cats are loyal, intelligent, and inquisitive kitties, but might not be the best choice for first-time cat owners. Though they were introduced a couple decades ago, Savannah cats are still a relatively rare breed. A few states even have restrictions on them, often depending on their generation. Checking state ordinances is a good idea before bringing home a Savannah cat. Their appearance. Talk about elegance. The Savannah cat's tall, lean body and striking spotted coat make these gorgeous animals look a bit like miniature cheetahs. Savannahs can stand 17 inches tall and have been crowned the world's tallest domestic cat by the Guinness Book of World Records. Male savannahs can weigh as much as 25 pounds, while females can be as light as 12 pounds. Their height and weight are totally dependent on how many generations removed an individual cat is to her wild serval ancestor. Recognized coat colors of the Savannah are black, brown spotted tabby, silver spotted tabby, and black smoke. Their coat is short, dense, and super easy to maintain with a quick brushing every week or so. Another trait that separates Savannah cats from other breeds, their eyes, slightly hooded and almond-shaped, with a dark tear duct line. The Savannah's eyes give her a striking, friendly yet piercing gaze. Eye color generally reflects the coat color, but not always. Heather Tarchiccio, Savannah cat breeder behind TICA registered St. Louis Savannahs, says it's important to do your research before bringing home a kitten. There are many generations, sizes, and personalities that come with Savannah cats, she says. Make sure you know which generation is right for you. Their temperament. If you're looking for a lazy lap cat, a Savannah is probably not the best choice. This athletic and active feline is more likely to leap onto the top of your kitchen cabinets. Savannahs can leap an astounding 8 feet in height. Then for her to sit idly by her food bowl. Always looking for new challenges to explore, the Savannah cat is often said to be more dog-like than cat-like. These lithe and agile cats also love water and certainly won't hesitate to jump into the bathtub with you or wade around in a kiddie pool. Savannahs are also easily trained, and some owners choose to leash train their cat and take them on outdoor adventures. Socializing your Savannah kitten is important, as these big house cats can become suspicious of strangers. Just like canines, Savannahs are exceedingly loyal and will follow their favorite human around the house simply for companionship, earning the nickname Velcro Kitties. They have a reputation as being very talkative with a variety of distinctive vocalizations, though this isn't always the case. Savannahs are great family pets for the right family. They are high energy and demand a lot of attention, so they are not well suited for a household where the owners are never home. That said, they will bond with any animal they are raised with, assuming that animal is receptive to their constant love. Kids and dogs make great companions for this reason. If you're thinking about bringing home a Savannah cat, remember litters are listed as F1, F2, F3, etc. These numbers represent how many generations have passed since the original wild serval genes were introduced into a particular line of breeding. So, the smaller the number, the more likely you'll see a bit more wild behavior, climbing, pouncing, and hunting their toys. And remember, earlier generations of Savannahs tend to be larger and heavier. Marilyn Krieger, a certified cat behavior consultant in San Francisco, says it's important to provide mental stimulation for all cat breeds, but especially for Savannah cats. Savannahs are highly intelligent and need lots of enrichment and activities, she says. Krieger recommends clicker training to help keep them mentally and physically stimulated. With Savannah cats, the size of your home really doesn't matter. What does matter is whether you provide plenty of places for them to run and climb. This means having at least one cat tree and plenty of challenging interactive toys to keep them occupied. And because they're so active, it probably won't hurt to have several scratching posts and scratcher toys throughout your house or apartment to give her plenty of opportunities to stretch and scratch. She'll love any on-screen cat-centric entertainment, including videos of birds and squirrels or interactive cat games on a tablet. If you have the space, your Savannah will also spend hours batting toys around a shallow pool or pan of water. You may also want to keep all plants or breakable objects away from open shelves where your cat can knock them down. Remember, Savannahs are capable of leaping up to 8 feet high from an almost standing position. Not even the top of your refrigerator is safe from their powerful legs. They can also jump over fences, so never leave your pet outdoors unattended. Savannah cats can get bored easily, so having a feline or canine roommate can be helpful. These social kitties don't like being left alone for long. They would prefer their owners around 24/7. But Savannah cats can do fine with owners who are gone during normal working hours. If you can, provide them with a safe space outdoors, such as a screened porch or patio, a catio, if you will. Your Savannah will happily spend the day enjoying the fresh air and plotting how to catch squirrels while staying safe. But before you adopt a Savannah cat, check with your local government. Some municipalities have very restrictive ownership laws due to the kitty's wild ancestry. Aside from regular veterinary care, ample mental stimulation is the main thing your Savannah cat needs to be happy and healthy. Her short coat requires little care other than an occasional brushing to eliminate loose hair and dead skin. Like other breeds, a Savannah needs her nails trimmed regularly and good dental care. Just remember to start nail and dental care while your pet is still a kitten. That way you won't end up wrestling your very large, full-grown Savannah when it's time for basic maintenance. Make any grooming experience a fun one for your Savannah while she's young by offering treats or toys after every session. And if you dream of taking your kitty on outdoor adventures, start leash training early. It's important to take baby steps and never force your kitten to do something against their will. Like all other pet cats, Savannahs should be spayed or neutered as soon as their vet recommends. Male cats in the F1, F2, and F3 generation are often sterile, but neutering is still highly recommended to help curtail any undesirable behaviors that might arise. Being hybrids, Savannah cats can live a long life, and there isn't a lot known about health conditions, if any, they're prone to, though they can be susceptible to common feline ailments. They can live between 12 and 20 years, so when you bring home a Savannah, you're bringing home a friend for life. The first Savannah cat, aptly named Savannah herself, was introduced to the world in 1986. The first member of the tribe was conceived by crossing a male African wild serval cat with a domestic Siamese cat. The resulting offspring mirrored the gorgeous spotted coat and build of the wildcat, but remained the friendly domestic demeanor of her mom. It didn't take long for breeders to see the potential of this spectacular animal, and over the decades, the numbers climbed and more generations of Savannahs were bred. In 2001, Savannah cats were recognized by the International Cat Association as an official breed. Fun facts: Savannah cats love water. They bravely swim where other kitties fear to go. A California Savannah cat named Scarlet's Magic was twice named the tallest cat in the world by the Guinness Book of World Records. She measured 18.07 inches tall and was also named longest cat in the world at 42.72 inches from nose to tail. Singer Justin Bieber reportedly spent $35,000 on two Savannah cats named Tuna and Sushi. Ralph Lauren model Valentina Zelieva owns a Savannah cat named Mr. B. She travels the world for her job, and he often sticks right by her side. Okay, the next one is all about Siamese cats, since they're kind of the blend of these Bengals and Savannahs. So this is, Siamese cats are social, affectionate, clever animals who make loving and loyal pets. Described as being dog-like, these kittens mesh well into most families. The Siamese cat is a bright, intelligent feline with a handsome appearance and charming personality who can't help but draw admirers wherever they go. These cats are known for being rather dog-like and love attention. Human affection is one thing this breed can't get enough of. Siamese kittens typically cost anywhere between $250 to $1,000 and are a fairly popular breed. In 2018, the Siamese was the 13th most registered cat breed with the Cat Fanciers Association. With their affectionate and chatty personalities, it's easy to see why they're so beloved. Siamese cats have a lean, lengthy frame with slim but muscular bodies. Their long, thin limbs and tails, coupled with a high contrast color point pattern, make them instantly recognizable. Their color point coats give the illusion of mystery with darkened masquerade-like fur near the face, ears, legs, and tail. Because of their genetics, this breed will always have piercing blue eyes, which can sometimes be a little cross-eyed, that adds to their striking, elegant appearance. And because of their short, light coat that doesn't shed much, Siamese cats can be a good fit for allergy sufferers. Though you might picture a Siamese as cream with dark color points, there are actually four color combinations these kittens can be. Seal point, the typical fawn or cream body with dark seal color points. Chocolate point, an ivory body with dark brown color points. A blue point, light silver bodies to a dark grayish blue color point. And lilac point, light cream bodies with a pinkish gray color point. They're all so beautiful, you might be tempted to adopt one of each. The Siamese cat's personality is friendly, affectionate, outgoing, and social. This beautiful breed is also one of the most intelligent around. The Siamese is loving and trusting with humans, and they thrive with lots of positive human interaction. They're also deeply sensitive and will take any harsh words to heart. As with any pet, use positive reinforcement when training them to use the litter box or teaching them your couch is not a scratching toy. Kirsten Krantz, director of Specialty Purebred Cat Rescue, says many Siamese are Velcro kitties whose love for their owners is so intense they'll often stick to their side, following them from room to room in pursuit of pets and snuggles. Because they love their humans so much, it's a given these cats love to cuddle and be held. And although they need space to do their own thing at times, to a Siamese, doing your own thing usually means hanging out a few feet away rather than right on top of you. Siamese cats also have a reputation as being conservationalists, meowing loudly to their owners. Though, as every cat is an individual, not everyone is chatty. Siamese can be very vocal, but it's not the majority of them. Those that are will talk your ear off and are maybe 25% of the breed. The rest are either moderately talkative or not talkative at all. A Siamese might dub one member of the household his person and form a bond tighter with them than anyone else. A prime example of this, the relationship Patty Randall, played by Haley Mills, has with DC, the Siamese, in Disney's 1965 movie, That Darn Cat. But as long as everyone gives him lots of lovin', this breed will cuddle up with any family member. These cats, especially Siamese kittens, have a surprising amount of energy in such little fur bodies. This is a breed that will need a lot of interaction and mental stimulation to be healthy. These are not couch potato cats. The Siamese's exceptional intelligence means you'll need to shower them with affection so they don't feel neglected. Adopting a pair of Siamese cats or bringing home a Siamese and another breed will go a long way to making sure they stay entertained. Nobody can resist a 24/7 playmate. But even if they have other feline friends to bat crinkly toys around with, these people-oriented pets can't handle being left to their own devices for long. The Siamese thrives in a home where people spend a lot of time, and going long periods without human interaction can leave these kitties depressed and anxious. If you happen to leave your Siamese to his own devices a few hours too long, don't be surprised to come home and find vases knocked over and toilet paper rolls shredded. Siamese are very dog-like, that they crave interaction and play with their humans. Count on your Siamese to be a constant companion, sharing everything with you from sleeping arrangements to bathroom time. He'll be a little furry vocal shadow following you from room to room and asking you, "What you doing? And can I have a treat?" Along with their emotional sensitivity, this breed is also sensitive to some physical elements, especially to cold. Be sure to provide them lots of cuddles, warmth, and maybe even a little sweater if you live in a cold climate. Siamese cats, especially males, who tend to be more dog-like, make great family cats. Most, when integrated slowly and carefully with other pets and respectful children, do very well. Each cat is an individual and should be treated as such. Because of their short, non-shedding coat, these cats don't need a lot of grooming. In fact, weekly combing, regular ear cleaning, and nail trimming are a typical Siamese cat requirement. But feel free to brush your kitty's coat just for fun. After all, he loves to be doted on. Health. Siamese cats are generally healthy and have an impressive lifespan of 15 to 20 years, and some even live past that. The Siamese's greatest health risk is amyloidosis, disease of the liver, asthma, dental disease, so make sure to keep a close eye on your cat's teeth, and several kinds of cancers. Reputable Siamese breeders will screen for health issues in your kitty, but it's important to have them screened regularly into adulthood. Fun facts. Famous Siamese cat owners include James Dean, President Rutherford B. Hayes, Marilyn Monroe, President Jimmy Carter, Andy Warhol, Elizabeth Taylor, and John Lennon. Siamese cats have been used to create other breeds including Himalayans, Burmese, and Tonkinese. Long-haired Siamese are actually considered their own breed, the Balinese. You have been listening to All About Pets here on Owl Radio. You can listen to Owl Radio on our specially tuned radio or by streaming on your computer or smartphone. You may also listen at your computer on our podcast page at www.owlradio.org. Thank you for listening. This program will be replayed after 9 p.m. this evening. This is Tammy Frazee saying goodbye from Owl Radio. Go out and make it a great day.